Good
afternoon. It's Tanya Schultz with So Short Chats. I'm live streaming right now on SoShortChats.net with my BFF and co-host Sandra Lopez. Hey, Sandra, how are you?
I'm good. Working on my day off.
Aw, you're a good friend.
Well, I'm going to have a few days off in next week, a couple weeks, or whatever, not this weekend, but the next, so I'm really excited about that.
Well, did you just come back from New York?
Yes, I just came back from New York, but I was there for the weekend, so I didn't really miss work. I think I missed one day of work, and then I'm going to be gone on the 8th for the conference, the OM conference. I'm so excited.
I'm excited for you. And you're going there on the press pass through Social Chats, are you not?
I am. Thank you, Social Chat.
So will you be getting will you be getting some really cool interview for us? And I just dropped the signal, actually. There we go.
What'd you drop?
There you go. I just dropped this. I had it plugged into the little speaker here. No, I'm just saying that you'll be doing some interviews for us.
I will.
Awesome. But let's see, let me just, so we have a guest today, my good friend Maitreya One. He'll be coming on. He's going to be chatting about his crowdfunding campaign that he's doing right now. And he's also going to talk a little bit about his upcoming conference that he'll be speaking at. It's called the Immortal Event. It's going to be in Washington, D.C., September 22nd. And let me go ahead and send you that information, Sandra.
Okay.
So you can have it.
That sounds like True Blood.
Oh, it's not like that at all.
I know, but it does. Immortal.
Oh, gosh. So that, cause see, life, because you don't quite understand the whole thing about life, being a life extensionist quite as much.
No, I do. I'm teasing.
Well, A, we don't tease about that.
Oh, boy. It's serious stuff.
Yeah, we try to be.
No, it is serious.
It's very serious. But actually, before I start, let me go ahead and get some Twitter people to know that we're getting ready to go on live.
Hey, it's Steve Schwartz's birthday. Happy birthday.
Gosh, we haven't done birthday shouts out in forever. I haven't seen Steve Schwartz in forever either. So.
Hey, isn't he from New York?
Isn't he Steve Schwartz? Yes, he is from New York.
Oh, my God. I totally could have visited him.
Well, no, he lives down here.
Oh, okay.
I live in Fort Lauderdale.
Ah, okay. Sometimes, like, he'll send me, like, stuff from, like, New York clubs and stuff. Is he doing, like, PR work for them?
Not that I know of. Maybe he's there. Not that I know of.
Ah. And it's, Joy Buendia. Remember Joy?
Yeah, Kimmy's friend.
Mm-hmm. It's her birthday, too.
Aw. Awesome.
She's got the cutest timeline page. A little dog with all the, like, shoes.
Ah. Well, I'll tell you what, my sister's best friend, or they grew up together, or worked together, or something like that, Patricia. I always say that she's my cousin, because she has my sister's last name. She just moved to New York.
Yeah, you know what, you told me to send her a text. And I did, and we communicated through text, and she said she wasn't going to get there the week that I was there, but I think she's going now.
Yeah, she's leaving today, actually. She was having dinner with my sister.
How awesome. How's the baby?
Big and healthy.
Aww.
Very big and healthy.
Probably beautiful.
She's beautiful and big and healthy.
Aww.
Okay, let me just, let's see. I'm trying to get this information right here real quick on here about Maitreya One, and we'll be giving him a call in a few minutes. They're actually, like, a whole bunch of, yesterday the Senate passed a bunch of, you know, I guess, what would they call that? Like July 30th would be known as the National Whistleblower Day.
National Whistleblower?
Yes.
You know what somebody sent me today? It was from 2011 that it was National Orgasm Day. Didn't we do that already?
Yeah, we did that already.
Yeah. I was like, we did that.
I know. See, now I follow the Senate so I can find out what days that they have passed it that we should know about. What observance that we should know about.
So. And so, National Whistleblower. Who can we blow the whistle on today?
I don't have time to blow any whistles right now. And then I'm trying to get this going right here. I don't have the time to blow any whistles on anybody. I think if anyone's going to blow any whistle, they better, like, double-check their Obamacare. That's the only thing I know about.
Oh, I just covered my mouth.
Yeah.
I like it.
They better get ready.
I know, first of
2014, but open enrollment for Obamacare is 1st of October. Just in case anybody doesn't know about that, if you don't have insurance, you can go ahead and sign up for it. See how much you can afford it or not, because by the 1st of the 2014, we are required, everyone should have some type of insurance. If not, you will be penalized, I can't pronounce that word today.
Penalized.
I guess it's a penalized.
Yeah.
And pretty much, the corporation and business don't have to worry until 2015, because, you know. They're not ready yet, but us little people who don't have no money, we have to follow the rules and the regulation of the government. So if you don't have your, and also, by the way, folks, you know, nothing's free in this world, so you guess what you get to do? You get to tell IRS all about you, so the IRS gets to know everything about you, besides how much money you make, they're going to know about your health.
I had a visual and a total, like, body sensation when you said that.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of gross.
Are you enjoying it?
No. I kind of feel raped. Disgusting. God. I'm surprised we're not getting some, like, IMs already.
Crazy. Like crazy, ladies. Okay, here we go. Let's see. I think I got that.
Tell it like it is.
It is. It's crazy, but, you know, most people don't quite see that. They look at it some other way, so. Let me just, I'm trying to, like, get this tweet correctly placed so that I can at least get it out. Okay, here we go. And now we are live, and the player's going. Okay. I want to go ahead and chat a little bit with you before we start. So this is the last day of July, folks.
Last
it's actually July 31st.
July.
You believe that?
Yep.
It's just like crazy. And then God, that's August. And then college starts. And then this...
Oh, my daughter got her EOC scores.
Uh-huh.
And she is eligible to take college credit courses in high school.
Awesome. I think that's what a friend of ours is doing right now. Their son is doing that.
It's amazing. It's part of the IB program. Mm-hmm. So she's really happy about it, and I'm very proud of my baby. Congratulations, Tatiana.
You know what you should do? We should try to see if we can get her some, like, work at the Norton's Museum or something.
Definitely. Definitely. That's an awesome idea.
I think I got to go up through my email because Social Media Club, Palm Beach County, we had a couple events there. So, and I got to find out who the contact person I can ask for them for you.
Oh, that would be cool.
See what we can do. And So, yeah, so today is the last day of the month, and everybody get your stuff together. And I'm going to, let me go ahead and, since I already tweeted out, and also I just totally forgot to do something real fast. Yeah, I'm kind of curious about Maitreya's, how his crowdfunding is going.
I was just reading the invite, and the way he set up his picture, what you sent me.
Yeah.
It's very, very attractive and very interesting. You know, how he says, you know, we're aging, you know, from the, it's burning us from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, everything is like, you know, a crowdfunding campaign, believe it or not, folks. And you know, he got more funding. He got an extra funder. He has 8 funders right now. I'm going to be one of the funders, actually. It's very interesting where he, you know, he wants to get cryopreserved, and it's going to cost $20,000. So right now, he is looking for, I know he has, see, 8 altogether, and he has 33 days left, and he started this in September 2nd, 2013. So we're going to try to get him some buzz going and to get people to know what's going on. And actually, let me go ahead and share, let people know, and we're going to give him a call right now. Play, share, okay. And hold on 2 seconds, let me call Maitreya.
Are we trying to call him?
Yeah, I'm gonna call him. I have his number.
I'm gonna mute for 1 minute.
Okay.
I'm gonna go and go to another room real quickly.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Okay, and add call and see. What's his number? I love Wednesday. It's hump day. Wednesday's my favorite day of the week. It's so funny. Wednesday seems like it's a halfway mark, but it's a good halfway mark.
And we'll I'm back.
Sit. You're back? Okay, we're going to call Maitreya.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Maitreya. It's Tanya with Social Chats. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you doing, Tanya?
Fantastic. I'm here with my co-host and BFF, Sandra Lopez. Hey, Sandra.
How you doing, Sandra?
I think she's on. Oh, you know what? You know, I should merge your call in. Oops. Oops. I'm not really good with the phone thing here. Sandra, are you on with us? I didn't merge the call in. I'm so excited.
I know, and I was saying this is not dead air. This is, you're on the air with Social Chat. I was making sure that, you know, our listeners don't hang up.
Oh, my gosh, you're so funny. I was so, you know what, because Maitreya and I talk a lot, so and I talk a lot to you, Sandra, offline, too, so it's just funny. So I got my 2 favorite people on the show with me, so I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, oh, I didn't merge you in. I didn't merge you in.
Hello, Maitreya.
Nice to meet you, Sandra.
Nice to finally meet you. And nice to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, Maitreya, before we start, can you tell our listener, I know you. This is your second time on, but can you tell our listener a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your crowdfunding campaign that you're doing right now and your upcoming lecture that you'll be speaking about in D.C.?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm a hip-hopper. I rap. Well, I'm an MC who raps about super longevity and statehood for hip-hop, meaning that, you know, I would like to see a city-state built by hip-hoppers, you know, and of course I believe that an industrial status symbol is not a success for the culture of hip-hop anymore. We need to take it to the next level, which is, you know, building our own hip-hop city.
That's cool. And explain to us, how long have you been, and you're into life extension, am I correct?
I'm also into life extension. These two things are strategies that I apply to hip-hop in order to preserve the culture. And to me, you know, you can't preserve the culture without preserving the hip-hop themselves. And that means using the science of life extension, which is, the, you know, using supplements and, you know, watching what you eat and living having a healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
That's great. So I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm posting right now. No, go ahead, because I'm just posting stuff right now.
So on Rocket Hub, I launched a project called Maitreya One, the Hip Hop State, which is the name of the album. And, you know, of course, I need the funding in order to take the project to the next level. So far, we have $225 as of today. Somebody else donated $25, and I want to say thanks to everybody who's donated so far. I think I have 33 days left to raise $20,000, and that's my goal, actually. And $20,000 is more than enough for me to take, do some promotions, have mixing and mastering, hire people to do some production work. And mastering is, you know, when you clean up the track after, first it's pre-production, where you take your idea, you have your beat, you rapping over the track, but then mastering is cleaning it and getting it to a level where it's radio ready. And only a few people can do, like, there's not a lot of engineers who can master the music, and that takes a lot of money, and because you need to get the proper engineer to be able to do that, because you want your music to sound sonically right, and you want it to translate to other systems. Like, you want it to be people to be able to play it in their car, in their home, so it has to sound the same in every medium that it's being played on. So that's the job of the person who masters the track.
Right. You want to get the best of the best, too, to do it for
you. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. You want the best quality.
Yeah, because I'm talking about big ideas. So, you know, these big ideas have to be matched with incredible sounding music, mm-hmm. or it won't make sense.
Well, I imagine that it would be the same as, you know, you want to use Life Extension products because they're the best, the quality products, you know, they have
Definitely.
Integrity, you know. So, same thing with music.
Yes.
That's awesome. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, I kind of got frustrated. I've done this because, you know, a lot of times people see problems and all they do is complain about them. So I kind of seen a hole in the culture, and I was in both worlds. I'm a life extension. I read all the books. My library is very thick. And I said, you know, how can I help the life extension community and get the word out? And how can I help the hip hop culture move forward in more productive ways? And so I said to myself, you know, the next level for the culture is having a place where we can further develop ourselves in a free manner. And, you know, I thought of, you know, the one place that's not colonized is the ocean, you know, and so a lot of the land is all used up by government, but the ocean is like free zone for experimentation. And I said, why not have a city on the ocean? You know, so...
Nice.
I know these are big
ideas,
and hip hop is probably not ready, but it's probably time to have start that conversation, because I might not be able to do it, but somebody else might come after me and be able to do it. So I wanted to just create some music to, you know, start the conversation, and the next level. If I can achieve my goal of $20,000, is to hire a marine architect to design a blueprint of how this city will look, so we can really not just conceptualize it, but have a visual design of how it will look and how it will operate. That's the next level of where I want to take this at. And of course, you know, this city will be founded on life extension principles also, like cryonics and stuff like that. Like, I want to get hip-hopers involved in that also.
Gosh, I feel like I'm, like, wow, like, in the future, you know? They used to have these movies where people lived on the ocean back when I was a young girl, but it was all, you know, fantasy, you know? It sounds like it's coming to reality.
Yeah, well, we have the technological feasibility to do these things. It's, you know, it's the funding that's the problem with a lot of these things. And not just the funding, but the will to want to do it also is a challenge, you know. But I think hip-hop, and we're in an economy that's not doing too well, right? But hip-hop makes, and I'm not just talking about rapping. I'm talking about the clothing and all the other side businesses that we created. Makes $40 billion a year annually. Did you know that?
No.
$40 billion.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
And so none of this is being created. Another reason why I wanted to get hip-hoppers into Life Extension is because a lot of us are coming into age, but they tell us we should stop participating in our culture because of our age. No, we should stop participating in our culture because of our age. We need to mature the culture as we, quote-unquote, age, you know? And we need to also change the paradigm of what age really is. You know, age is not just the passing of time. That's chronological age. But biological age is your real age. You know, how well your heart is, in what condition is your heart? How well you can see, you know, how's your health biologically is what your real age is. Everything else has to do is with age. It's cultural. So I want to change that paradigm because, in R&B and rock, you can make music and participate in that forever. Nobody tells a rock and roll guy or somebody who's doing R&B, you should stop doing that. You should start participating in your culture because you're a certain age. Stop doing that. So that's another reason why I want to get the hip-hoppers into Life Extension because, you know, we don't have to stop participating in the culture. We just need to mature our content and take the culture to the next level. And hip-hop culture is not just rapping. We have breakdancing, which keeps the body healthy. You know, if you look at Qigong started off as a dance. Then later on, they figured out it was medical. They might figure out later on that breakdancing, you know, is a medical thing that helps you live longer. But, people have to respect the culture and feel the culture is worthy enough to study it in that way. So, you know, when the culture grows up a little bit more, we'll start looking at the culture a little bit more seriously and start asking these type of questions. And that's what Super Longevity Institute is all about, which is my organization that I founded. And this is an organization that will help reach out to hip-hoppers about life extension and possibly building a city-state.
And, you know, like, let me ask you something. What's your thoughts about Jay-Z? I mean, I would love to get him into
it.
I would love to get him into becoming him and Beyonce. I would love to see them, like, you know, all into Life Extension.
I don't like what Jay-Z is doing right now. I have an indifference to Jay-Z right now. And I know that I'm probably putting my foot in my mouth, but I've been putting my foot in my mouth for a long time. And
join the club.
It's not done. It hasn't done me any good. So, hey, I might as well be a little bit more outspoken.
And are you Aquarius?
No, but I am futuristic in my thinking.
Oh, okay.
But see, with Jay-Z, if you listen to his album, he said the Holy Grail is his album, his music. The Holy Grail is not on medicine. It's not Jay-Z rapping. He's a 41-year-old man who's rapping like a boy.
Yeah.
I wasn't impressed with his album. This guy is setting us back. And he's setting us back because he doesn't want to take a risk. This is why he did the deal with Samsung. He had an automatic platinum record because he licensed his music to Samsung, and it automatically made him platinum. It's a smart business move, but you're not taking the culture forward. You're taking yourself forward. I'm trying to take the culture forward and myself forward at the same time. There's a difference between me and Jay-Z. And if I'm empowered by the people who's listening today, I will be bigger than the artist, bigger than Jay-Z. You know why? Because not only do I have great content, but I have a strategy that will take the culture to the next level, and that's what it's really all about. And Jay-Z has a problem. He said some really funny things towards Harry Belafonte. Harry Belafonte is a legend.
Oh, yes,
and
he
a
is.
Hero who walked with Dr. King. I don't really respect that, you know, and I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of hip-hoppers, I've been talking online, and I know a lot of people, believe it or not. I just don't really brag about who I speak to and who I know because it doesn't make any difference. But a lot of people feel the same way as me, and I don't think he'll be able, if he doesn't change, we're not asking him to stop rapping. We're asking him to take we know you're a great artist, but we want to see you take the culture to the next level. You know, it's cool that you say Obama's your boy, but, you know, you're from Marcy Projects, and that area is still gentrified, you know. So it's cool, you know, that you know Obama's your boy, but let's do some of the social work. Let's try to help our brothers and sisters that's still on the front lines and still, you know, in these urban communities and trying to find a way out, because hip hop was supposed to be our way out.
Wow.
Sandra is actually, Sandra, didn't you go to school for music?
I actually went for sound engineering and the business, music business. I went to college for that.
Wow.
I was in a band for 10 years with my husband. So we pretty much wanted to record, and he took sound engineering. He did some training at a sound studio in Jupiter, which a lot of the hip hop artists used. I think he met Mary J. Blige there, and Little Kim.
Oh wow! Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah. And this was like back in the day, you know. So it was like probably like more than 15 years ago.
Wow.
Yep. But now I changed my career. I'm in skincare.
Right. I knew that's who I was talking to. I was going to ask, am I talking to the person
with
the fabulous skincare products?
No, she's the one that did my peel.
Oh, wow. It looks great, by the way. I loved it. Your skin looked great.
Thank you.
By the way, Tanya.
Thank you. Well, Maitreya's coming down to visit us.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Then definitely come see me.
Sure will.
Definitely come see me. I was just in New York this past weekend.
Oh, wow. I wish I would have known ahead of time. I could have invited you to the studio.
Gosh, you know what? We'll have to exchange information because I'll be going up there again this year.
Wow. Okay, definitely. I would like that because, you know, this spot is definitely going to be monumental because I'm going to take this to the next level. I'm going to really... This is my life's work.
I'm getting butterflies in my stomach. It's very exciting.
It is. And actually, I just made it four more links for you for your crowdfunding campaign. That's what I was
thank
doing.
You, Tanya.
That's what I was doing. I'm like, let me make some more links for you. The more links we get out there.
I wanted to thank you for all your help because, you know, a lot of times when people like myself and the coaches step up to the plate, we're not taken too seriously. And sometimes that might sidestep us to not taking our vision further, you know. So with people like yourself and others who believe in people like myself who have these type of big ideas and are committed to seeing them to fruition, it's really important, like people like yourself, that support us. Aww. And I wanted to thank you for supporting me.
No, thank you.
From day one.
No, thank you. You have like helped me a lot too. Like you let me know a lot of information about different things in the life extension world, and then different people that we have in common that I never got a chance to talk to until, you know, you kind of like pretty much introduced me, and so we did some stuff together, and then that's why I'm excited that you're coming down to South Florida and to hang out with me.
I won't miss that.
Do some brainstorming.
I can't wait for that.
Are you going to perform or anything over here?
Not yet.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to play one of his songs. I'm going to play the one on your Rocket Hub page that you have.
Okay.
And let me see. Let me pull this up right now.
You're going to play it?
Yeah, play it right now.
Awesome.
Put it on before.
Let's do something like they did at Los Alamos during World War II. They had to build that atomic bomb. They were in a race against time. And we're in the same predicament. We're aging. We have to find a cure for aging before it kills us.
The basic idea is that in order to conquer the atom and to create the atomic bomb, they brought together all these really smart people and created this fantastic project.
than the model. Sipping wine out the bottle, trying to bury my sorrow. FDA is so hollow, trying to kill my tomorrows. Having visions, I'm a scientist. Fear I buy a Luddites and theists. Betrayer one, what you represent? Super intelligence. Soon emerge with artificial intelligence. Who wanna live forever? My album cover, read the tombstone, die never. A hip hop, I'll be the great who raps in bow ties. I'm trying to double my lifespan like Michael Rose did to fruit flies. I wake up in vanilla sky, evolve or die. We in a race against time. We gotta build that time ship before we flatline. I do this for patience, so stand by. At Al Gore, catch me on tour. Hopped out the Tesla with the Falcon doors. White coats surround me, frozen friends behind me. No label can sign me. This is science over fate. Welcome to my trio on the hip hop stage.
We are going to be part, we in this room and at this conference, many of us are going to be part of the last generation to deteriorate and die from aging, or we're going to be part of the first generation to enjoy open-ended, beautiful lifespans.
I am the light of the streets. I put the weeper to sleep. Those will be foes instead of dropping 6 feet deep. I'm talking cryo preserves. I'm taking hip hop to its highest level, high as a bird. I am hip hop and I have returned. Stem cells, the nanobots. Reverse engineer the brain and build a better robot. The logo twin surfers. My intellect above savers, born of virgins. My style in orbit. Watch the record spin in the coffin. The singularity is near. Satellites in orbit. Manhattan Projects is my fortress. Been rapping since Koch was in office. Upload your consciousness before the maggots eat your corpses. The forefathers endorsed this. Hands in the air like torches. This is MO. Evolution 2045 in Moscow. With your missionist escort. We in the hurry like when pistols go off. Grab pens and win. Let the ceremony begin. The street light plug into the sound system sitting on base. Welcome to my trio on the hip hop stage.
Here's how you check the society. To medicine. To holy society. This society is checked by law enforcement. The hip hop society can be checked by medicine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If I hear this,
that's KRS. That's the great KRS-One, by the way. That was speaking at the end of the song. He's a legend in our culture.
Wow.
Oh wow.
I never really said that. I never really told people that. That's KRS-One, but that's KRS-One. He's a legend in our culture and highly respected.
Wow. Good for you. Let me ask you something, Maitreya.
Sure.
You know, through you, you work with Ray Kurzweil, and actually Ray Kurzweil is going to be speaking at the OM conference, Sandra. You know who Ray Kurzweil is?
No, tell me about it.
Maitreya, tell Sandra about Ray Kurzweil.
Well, Ray Kurzweil is an inventor and a scientist, and Ray Kurzweil, he now works for Google, and
he's their engineer.
He's the chief engineer, the chief engineer over there at Google, and Ray Kurzweil is like the first person to have the text-to-speech technology that you see today that was created by Ray Kurzweil.
So when we talk into our phones, is that what
yeah.
you're saying? Wow!
Yeah.
And besides yeah, that, he's also...
I'm definitely gonna interview him.
He's a leading artificial intelligence person in the country right now.
He is the...
Proponent of the singularity, which is, you know, when artificial intelligence, because he says in his theory that artificial intelligence is moving exponentially, and artificial intelligence and human intelligence will merge in the year 2045.
My gosh.
Yeah.
He's amazing, man. He's like an innovator.
Yeah, I like Rick Kurzweil. I met him, actually, and I think he's a great person. I like Rick. Ray is a down-to-earth, very cool person.
All right. I'm yeah, gonna
I got a good vibe from Ray.
Really?
Definitely.
Oh, wonderful. I can't wait to meet him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and I also speak to a lot of people at Kurzweil down there who's been very helpful. Shout outs to them, by the way. Because, you know, shout outs to them. And shout out to Bill Falloon and Saul Kent. who I wouldn't even do. I'm gonna be honest with you. I wouldn't even be doing this if it wasn't for those two people.
Oh wow!
And those are the founders of Life Extension, and you know, they are the people who really are like the. They are the forefathers of Life Extension, in my opinion, because they fought the good fight in the 80s when the FDA closed in on them and locked them up for selling supplements to the public in the 80s. And, you know, they stood up to the FDA and won their case, which takes a lot of guts. And they're the only one that's ever won a case. Try to follow in their example. We need to follow in their example.
Well, they're the only one that's ever won a case.
Yeah. Thank you. Yep. That's right, Tanya.
That's why
these guys have a lot of guts. Because they were offering a plea bargain, but they didn't take it. Can you imagine if they would have said, no, we wouldn't have no life extension. They would have been locking everybody up.
Yeah,
all it
right?
takes is for them to win one trial. They would have been locking everybody up. Oh, you got supplements? Oh, you talking about life extension? Lock them up.
It's not approved.
Yeah, it's not a poop.
The world would be a different place.
Yes, that's it would
right.
be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, besides that, we wouldn't even know they're, you know, Life Extension discovered, you know, pretty, not discovered, but came up with about CoQ10, educating people more about it. And
that's right.
Melatonin.
That's right.
They were selling this, like, in the early 80s, they were saying, like, to take baby aspirin for heart for men. And now it's part of its requirement. I mean, all the doctors tell the patients to take baby aspirin.
That's right.
I can go down the history of all the different things Life Extension has fought for that has, you know, proven medically deemed necessary to help. And also...
That's right.
But they just didn't believe that people should be paying outrageous amount of money and have to get prescription for it.
Yes, and this is why I love them.
Go ahead, Majoya.
I even have Life Extension toothpaste.
I know. You lost a lot of weight, Majoya. I just noticed. I was looking at your pictures the other day. I'm like, how much weight did you lose?
Yeah, I lost maybe 10, 15 pounds. I used to be a little lot thinner. The only reason why I gained a lot of weight is negligence. I had to work really... Let me just be clear. I spent a lot of my own money. This is what makes me feel good about... I'm not really good at asking for money. I spent $15,000 on equipment, but I'm not an engineer. I spent $15,000, so it took me a lot of overtime at my work. I make, $16, $17 an hour, and I spent $15,000 in a year on equipment.
Matreya works in a hospital, by the way,
myself.
Sandra. Matreya works
so
in a hospital.
I had to do a lot of overtime, and this is what made me blow up, but I'm about to go back down soon because I don't do overtime anymore.
You sound like us. Oh my God, we're just saying this.
I totally get you, Matreya, because, I mean, you know, I gain most of my weight when I'm over, like, you know, overstressed about working a lot of hours and not, you know, not giving your body the attention it needs by virtue of, you know, going to the gym or even just going for a brisk walk, you know.
That's right.
And so I'm totally in agreement with you that, you know, negligence is the reason for it, and we just have to get to it and do it.
That's right. I was working 16 hours a day for like 4 days out of the week.
Wow.
My friends was like, where are you? They was like, where are you, Andrea? I was working.
Were you like, did you have the little toothpicks on your eyelids?
Yeah. I was getting them like, oh my God. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, what am I doing? I want to drop that on at the job. And then I have a desk job, so I'm always sitting. If you read, I think I read this in a Life Extension article. Like, sitting is like one of the worst things you could do for your health, you know? And if you're sitting, I have a desk job, you're sitting like for hours and hours and hours.
It's bad for your circulation.
Yes. And that's what I was doing because I was working and I have a desk job. So, you know, a lot of people don't know. I put a lot of money into what I'm doing on my own. Even the logo cost me money.
The logo
cost me a couple of dollars.
That's expensive.
You know, so I put in a lot of money. And I plan on putting more money, you know, into my own project. But... the support of everybody else will help speed things along, and I'm very serious about what I'm doing, and I can't do it without the people. Without the people's support, I really can't. I need the people's support.
Well,
you know, I need them to empower my voice and stop empowering the voices that are not giving anything back. They just when it's time for them to put out music, they just want to know, do you have their $10 or whatever amount they want you to pay for their album, and that's it. They feel like that's a fair exchange.
That's sad.
Hey, have you thought of doing like a TEDx?
Oh wow, I would love to do that.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
I didn't know I could start my own.
Well, you can apply for it. You can apply for it for a TEDx. And but you just gotta
get. Are you serious?
Yeah, you can apply for it. The licensing.
That would be great.
I forgot what I just recently saw one. It was sent to me by a friend, and it was about this girl who has a, you know, she has a band, and I guess it's kind of like a rock or like punkish type band, and she used to go and stand like a statue and ask for donations, and then people caught on that she was part of this band, and she would stand outside of her shows for donations, and so they would give her donations in order for the band to continue to tour. And it's pretty amazing. I'm gonna forward it to you.
Thank you for that idea. I didn't even know we can.
Are you gonna apply for it?
Do my own thing.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
You're just gonna apply for the licensing. Yeah, I've been involved in it down here. And just be like, I have to like. You know,
that's a great idea.
Yeah, you can apply for it and see what happens. It's not.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna apply for that.
Actually, I wanted to talk to you also about your upcoming, you're going to be performing in D.C., aren't you?
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a bunch of speakers. I'm going to be performing, but it's going to be without music, which is cool because I want people to really hear what I'm saying because I think what I'm saying is important. It's going to be in Washington, D.C. It's September 22nd. That's a Sunday. It starts at... Hold on, I'm going to find out.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up over here. Let's see, I have the link for it. Let's see.
Is it a health fair? Is it a...
It's about radically extending the lifespan.
Oh, wow.
So health and all of that will be talked about at this conference. And we're going to have different aspects of life extension. The political... Gabriel Rothblatt... Let me just big up my... buddy Gabriel Ruffley, who's helped me from the beginning, like Tanya.
Yes,
he's running in the 8th district for Congress, and he's going to win. His political opponent is Posey, which is a Tea Party congressman. Gabriel Ruffley is running against him. So everybody in Florida who's listening right now, please look up Gabriel Ruffley because he's a young man. He's going to do great things.
I think we talked. I told you about that, him, Sandra. He's actually running in this district where he's taking part of it. When I was younger, I used to volunteer for Bill Nelson. So.
Yeah, you told me you were a little Congress girl.
Yeah. Well, that's where he's running at for. So.
You know that picture you posted of your ID for when you worked for
the Navy base.
Yeah, that's how I picture you, with this little, like,
no,
sign.
Actually, no, that's, when I did that, I was in 8th grade. I was always, when I was in 7th, 8th, 9th, when I was younger, I wanted to be a lawyer,
wow.
So I was really into political science. And
yeah,
so,
but you look so young in that picture.
I was 16.
Yeah.
I was like a little baby in that picture, so...
I was 16 years old. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Well, I pulled it up online. It's called Radical Life Extension. Are you ready to live 1,000 years? September 22nd, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Friends Meeting House in Washington, D.C. on 2111 Florida Avenue. And we got the scientific. We got Antonio Soca. I think I'm saying his name right. Please forgive me if I'm saying your name wrong. And he's a scientist that works at, he's lectures and teaches at Howard University. He's the first to isolate the Bagoria gene, which is a disease that accelerates aging in kids. So they'll be like 10 years old and have an 80-year-old body. It's really devastating. He's the first to isolate a gene for that disease. I speak to him all the time. He's great, by the way. I can't wait to actually sit down and speak to him down in Washington, D.C. So there's a bunch of good speakers here that's going to be speaking about different aspects of life extension. And another thing I wanted to say to everybody in Florida or whoever's listening right now about life extension, it's time for us to expand the vision and diversify. You know, we need to diversify. We need to get political. We need to have an entertainment sector of people who believe and feel that life extension is going to happen and are working towards making it happen. We need to have diversity in thought. We need to have more people involved in the life extension movement. And this is one of the reasons why I'm bringing the hip-hop community along with me. Because not only do I think life extension is going to happen soon, but I want them to benefit from it and know that life extension is right around the corner so they can live long enough so they can benefit from these technologies and the science of life extension that's coming right around the corner. It is coming. You know, they just regrew a teeth from urine in China.
Wow.
From stem cells.
Well, stem cells the way to go.
Yep. So, I mean, the technology is there. It's about the funding and getting the information. The people have to want it. You know, the people have to want it. And so we have to get these ideas across to a wider audience outside the circle, outside our own circle. And we have to ask ourselves questions on how we're going to do that. I think I have the answer because my album is designed for the common folk to understand what's going on and make it cool, because in the hip-hop community, you want younger people to be involved with this, because some people are not going to make it for these technologies to develop further and be able to have the first set of technologies to be able to reverse aging. So they might have to be cryopreserved. So you're going to want young people to further this mission. And I'm trying to get hip-hop is still a youth-dominated culture.
How old are you? I'm sorry, I don't mean to be personal, but how old are you?
What do you mean, chronologically or biologically?
Chronologically.
This is how I answer these questions, so I can make people aware of what we're talking about here. I like to keep that a mystery, by the way, Sandra.
Oh, okay. So let's say you're 22 and we want to target the whole youth. Mm-hmm. All right.
You want to know? Want me to answer that question?
So say biologically.
You want me? No, I'm keeping that a mystery. I'm keeping my age a mystery. I will unfold that later. I will let people know that later. But if you want to target the younger community first, get involved with the culture of hip hop. Get involved with what I'm doing. See what I'm doing. But what I'm doing is, in order to get, I have to be successful. for the youth to say, oh wow, this is a good direction, I have to be successful. They're not stupid. They're gonna follow what's the most successful. If Jay-Z is talking about selling crack, everybody in the urban, and he's successful, everybody in the urban community is gonna say, all right, he's successful, we're gonna go in the direction of him.
Oh God.
His direction. Because they wanna be successful. We in the urban community, we're trapped off, we have social economic conditions that we are plagued with. So they're gonna say, oh wow, this guy's successful, so I'm gonna follow in his direction, because they want to be successful. They look at who's successful and they mimic that. Not everyone does that, but for the most part, you know, young people are impressionable, and that's what they're gonna do. So if you want things to change in the urban community, you have to empower the voices that are doing edutainment, what I call edutainment. We're gonna educate you, but you're gonna be entertained as well. And I'm going to make it cool, too, because another thing is the youth are dominated by rebelliousness. I have rebelliousness in my songs. I have another song that's going to blow people's minds. It's about the FDA. It's going to shock people. Trust me. I'm coming. I have a lot of music that's really radical, that's going to really shock you. I'm really targeting. I'm talking about the FDA, and I'm pointing the finger at the pharmaceutical companies, you know? So, you know, it's going to be, and the hook goes, the biggest drug dealers is the pharmaceuticals, failure, deception, abuse. But it's going to have like an echo and stuff like that. It's going to sound better than how I said it. But that's going to be the chorus. And so I'm aiming at the phone, because they always say the drug dealers are the biggest problems of the society. But, you know, there's other drug dealers. I work in a hospital. I see the damage that the medicine is doing to people. And I see the medication that has some benefit is too expensive for people to afford. So who are really the drug dealers that's killing the people? It's the FDA. It's the people. It's the FDA that's funding these people, that's giving them the okay to put out all types of stuff that's harming our health, and no one's doing anything or saying anything about it. And these are the people that are really blocking the life extension technologies and the nutrition and the science that'll help us live longer. They're in the way. They're the ones that are setting up the roadblocks for us. It's a government organization that's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be tolerated anymore. And so you're going to see, if I'm successful, question mark, if I'm successful, it's up to the people to decide whether or not I'm going to be successful. Unfortunately, I'm not the one that can make myself successful. It's up to the people to make me successful. Then you'll see a bunch of people coming out like, you know what? I'm going to write a song about the FDA.
So can I ask you something?
Well,
I'm a little argumentative about the whole success thing, because I think success is what you feel personally. It's not the amount of money you have in your pocket. So I think that, you know, just by doing what you're doing, you're a huge success, because you are going to make people aware. You're going to create awareness. And you're going to create awareness in the youth, which is fantastic. I mean, like, it brings goosebumps to me. I mean, you should feel like you are in success right now. And feeling will bring it towards your universe, because I just know, and, like, I'm believing in you. And I'm.
I told
I'm,
you.
Thank you.
See, I
you know,
told you.
I'm so glad that Tanya knows you and has made the connection, because I would back you up and I will help you. And I'm not a big hip hopper. I still listen to hip hop. I have a 16-year-old, and you know, I am ready to be one of your soldiers.
I definitely appreciate both of you guys, and you know what? You're right. Success is not about how much money you have. Actually, I don't even like the idea of money, but that's a different subject.
I know,
right.
Me too.
Right? That's a
me
different
too.
Subject. I don't, you know, because the whole foundation that we live, the reason why we have the problem we have is because we're in a society that's founded on scarcity and not abundance. We have the technological feasibility to get out of this scarcity thing. What do I mean by that? Let me give you an example. When you go into a store, a restaurant, if you ever worked in a restaurant, for all you who ever worked for a restaurant, they throw away food at night. Tons of food.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at Popeyes. They threw away tons of food. It's not the lack of resources. They do that because they have to sell it the next day. If they gave it away, they won't be able to sell it. They have to make things scarce in order to, nothing in this society right now is really of value unless they make it scarce.
That's so
they have
sad.
To make it scarce so they can sell it to the public. You know what I'm saying? They give away, they throw away food. And it's not, so this whole situation is based on scarcity. And we have to develop a society. If we're going to talk about life extension and we're really serious about it, we're going to have to really design. We're
going
to have to design a whole different society for people who are going to be living longer and healthier. You know what I'm saying? If we can say that we can reverse aging, then we can end poverty also. Both of these technologies that's going to be able to do this don't exist in a vacuum. It's going to be nanotechnology. And nanotechnology is building products atom for atom with atomic precision. So you can rearrange atoms you can turn sewage water to hamburgers, basically. That's what nanotechnology could bring for us. It can create a society of abundance. But it also can create a lot of destruction. It's about how we use it or not. You know, so we, if us life extensionists, it's not enough to just come up with this technology to end aging. We're going to have to design a whole new society. A whole new society. We're going to have a whole new civilization based on those principles we're going to have to develop. How do you develop a civilization for people who are not going to die at 100 years old or 200 years old? And they're going to stay young. They're not going to age no more further than 21 years old.
Well, I think whatever it is like Maitreya and I both agree that, you know, we really need to develop a society where we are self-sustainable. Just unfortunately, exactly. We're like, we're over in the Middle East fighting over oil, we're fighting over this, fighting over that, but we're not focusing on developing and educating and teaching and you know, creating a self-sustainability environment for our own society.
Exactly.
Instead, we're trying to like go somewhere else where we in America have all this available. We just have to focus on our own land.
Exactly.
Or in the ocean, which I think is a great, great, makes a lot of sense. So, but Maitreya, it's about that time. Oh my God, it's like, you know, having a chat with a BFF, and it's that time. It's 2 o'clock. Maitreya, before we go, can you tell our listeners a little how to get a hold of you, and also your crowdfunding campaign on Rocket Hub?
Okay, if you want to find me on Rocket Hub, you can go to Rocket Hub at Rocket Hub Maitreya, the Maitreya One, the Hip Hop State Project. That's Rocket Hub Maitreya One, the Hip Hop State Project. And if you just want to say hello, you can reach me at Maitreya1@gmail.com. And that's one spelled O-N-E. Maitreya spelled M-A-I-T-R-E-Y-A at Maitreya1@gmail.com.
Well, thank you, Maitreya. And I will chat with you
thank
later.
You.
I'm
going to
upload
everyone.
The show. I just, and I'll share it. And Sandra's actually sent.
But, thank you.
She can't wait to meet you.
I can't wait to meet you guys. I can't wait to come down there the 29th. I will be there.
All right.
Fantastic. Thank you, Maitreya. We will chat with you later, and I'll chat with you later offline, okay? You have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Maitreya.
You too.
Bye. Did I not tell you how awesome he is?
Oh my God. You know, it's easier to say, but then when you actually meet, you know, because your level of awesomeness, although I trust it completely because you're my best friend and I've always been your number one soldier, I think, anyway.
You are.
You know, I am totally, like, dumbfounded right now. I'm like, whoa.
His vision is incredible, and I see it happening, so, and his music, I mean, he has talent, too.
Yeah.
It's not like he does, it's not like he goes, oh, I'm going to be a hip-hop, and I'm going to do this, but he has talent, so that's why.
Talent, intelligence, knowledge.
Knowledge, and he knows about what he's talking. About really about his community, his ecosystem, where he lives, where he's from. So, and that's the most important part about that. You know, when people make excuses about where they come from and when they don't do that, I mean, look at him. He's saying he works 16 hours over, you know, he works overtime just so he can be able to afford to pay for his equipment. Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, again, you know, that's to me, someone like that, him is someone I want to promote.
Awesome. I'm right behind you. I'll help you. I'll do whatever. I'm like really like, I'm just amazed. And now I'm excited about OMEX even more.
They'll
be like, oh, we need, you know that on we have a private society and a hub, you know, because I'm part
yeah,
of it
I know.
Now.
I know.
And so part of that, everybody's like making like raps and like, you know, they have like different games that they're playing.
Uh-huh.
And so good people are going on there and making raps. And I'm like, oh, God, he should write a rap. But that's a little bit off subject.
You can ask him.
I know. Well, it is about, you know, longevity also. So.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was kind of, when he, you know, I told him I wanted to come on the show and talk about this. I want to promote, you know, his project and continue. Even if he doesn't make the fund needed, he's going to continue. I told him, I said, we're going to just run another campaign. You're going to run another campaign. I'll have you back on the show and we'll promote it and just create the awareness. And we want the more links, the more awareness, the more people see it, you know, it will happen. Just you got to keep doing it And I told him I would help him. And actually, Maitreya is the one that helped me with, remember I told you when my uncle was, had passed away from Lou Gehrig's, and I knew someone, actually through Maitreya, because I knew of him, his campaign. His name is Aaron Winborn, who has Lou Gehrig's, and he wanted to get cryopreserved, and he was trying to raise some money and stuff. So, you know, Maitreya is the one that reached out to me and asked me if I can help. And sure enough, I did. And we raised the money. Life Extension donated $10,000 toward it.
Awesome.
So because of the conversation of me, of just, you know, talking on Facebook off, you know, offline and talking and building that rapport. And he, you know, he reached out to his people and I reached out to my people. And ironically, we all knew each other.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And that's what Facebook has done. Facebook is giving, you know,
you get the right connections for the right industry and people who are in the, you know, they believe in the same thing. It's, you know, there's very positive things, you know?
No, that's why I think that, you know, if everybody collaborate and share and get the, and, you know, belong to different groups and follow, you know, because I belong to a lot of groups and a lot of my content, my information I get are based on those groups. So, and so when I'm able to help and promote anyone, you know, I'm, and watch them grow. It's just so cool to see this. So, and watching Maitreya, you know, going after what his dream is about. I love it. And you know, what his vision is, it's just so, it's so grand, but yet simple enough that I think it's doable. Because really, at the end of the day, it's raising awareness and creating self-sustainability. And that's what we always talk about. So, I'm excited for him. And I'm so, folks, excited. You guys have a great day and enjoy your hump day. It's about 2:05 now, so we're going to go ahead and I'm gonna upload the show. And Sandra, thanks for a lot for a great chat. And everyone, make sure you tune in tomorrow for Social Chats Finance. I'll be live streaming with my co-host, Harry Turkish, my financial analyst. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, follow us at Social Chats SF. And like our Facebook page. And also, if you want to be on the show and you have any ideas that you would like us to cover, contact me. And my name is Tanya at socialchats.net. And we live stream Monday through Friday from 1 to 2. And everyone have a great day. And I appreciate you guys for listening in. And Sandra, I will chat with you later.
All righty.
Bye, guys.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.